another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is Marcy Schinder. She is the Vice President of Brand Marketing and Strategy at Open from American Express. So today we're going to talk about how to use credit cards to fund your startup. Right, Marcy?
We can talk about
No, I'm just kidding about that. That would be an awful
business.
Thing to do. Now, actually, what I do want to spend some time talking about is a recent article, the B2B Magazine, which is a great magazine for people in that space, recognized you as one of their top marketers of the year. And let me pull a quote right out of there and have you respond to this. Schinder spends at least 25% of her time huddling with small business owners. Anything less, she said, would prevent her from unlocking deep insights into what their needs are and what they're passionate about. So what have you discovered are the small business needs and passions?
So, and really, I have such a great job because I get to spend so much time with entrepreneurs. And, the reason I spend so much time with entrepreneurs is the reality is you can do lots of different types of research, and we certainly do. We do quantitative research and focus groups and all of the classic type of research. But, you know, in the end, small businesses are not a monolith. It's a, you know, many, many different types of businesses ranging from doctors to other professional services to travel agencies to, plumbers, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a whole landscape full of different type of businesses. What spending time with them helps me understand is what are the similarities that are the keys to success for small business. And that helps to inform how Open can then provide the types of services and insights that can help to unlock their dreams through financial services that we can provide, through other types of services that help them to grow their business.
Well, and you really did hit on something. I think for larger organizations, in which I would include American Express in that category, it is difficult to understand what the day-to-day real world is for a small business because they maybe don't have the resources and the personnel and the budgets to tap into functioning a certain way. And so the only way to understand that strange animal is to spend some time with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, so I hear things like one of the things that's really important to small business people, no matter what type of business you're in, is connections.
Yeah.
And it's being connected to each other and knowing how to find the answers to questions you have, whether that's I need to find a resource to help my business or I need to find somebody who's faced this type of problem or challenge that I can learn from, or, make a connection with somebody who can help me with my distribution or my marketing or something like that. So connections is very important. Another thing that's really important is insight. And so it's sort of like, you know, I was just having lunch with a customer the other day who said to me, I don't have time to read a marketing MBA book, Marcy. You know, like, I don't have time to take a college class on how to market. I want to be able to pick something up and, you know, very easily understand what are the top five things that I need to do differently in my business starting today that can help me market my business more effectively.
Yeah, and that's really why this group loves to come together and network with their peers, because I think they feel like they can get that. You know, it's don't give me the MBA. Just tell me something I can go out and do today that worked for you. And so one of the things I think Open is doing that's pretty cool are these events. I think you're calling them Entrepreneurial Mind events, where you're bringing the small businesses together. I think you've probably discovered those are pretty popular because small business owners love to meet with their peers.
Anytime you get small business owners together, it's electrifying, whether it's in person or on the web. As you know, John, having participated in one of our webcasts, even just the ability to network online is something that, you know, these people are really good at creating and leveraging connections, and that's part of why they are where they are.
Yeah, the most successful small businesses are networkers at heart. One of the things that I talk about, actually, the small business definition of marketing that I use in my book, Duct Tape Marketing, is getting someone who has a need to know, like, and trust you. And obviously, American Express has the know part down. They probably have the like part down. With the small business owner, building trust is probably the toughest part, because if they have limited time, they have limited budget, they don't really know who to trust. So from a trust-building standpoint, what do you think American Express or Open specifically has done right?
Yeah, so building trust is obviously a cornerstone of the American Express brand, and certainly something that we carry through and hold closely at Open. The way that we build trust is through authenticity. And whether you meet an Open employee at an event or, you know, walking down the street or somebody shopping at your business, or whether you read something that we publish, such as, for example, our Open book, or you go to openforum.com, what you'll see is really authentic content. It's not slick, salesy. We're not, you know, we really are trying to help small businesses grow, because we're fortunate that our business model, as our customers grow, we grow. So we are very tied to customer success in a very authentic way.
You know, not to take pot shots at any other credit card companies, but my experience, and I have experience with other names besides American Express that you might recognize, and my experience is that American Express, or at least Open, and its people just seem much more entrepreneurial themselves.
You know, I can't speak to our competitors, but what I can tell you is we really have a culture of entrepreneurship within Open. It is, you know, the group of people here are so high energy and care so deeply about entrepreneurs that it shows through in all of our products and services. And, I think you see how we go the extra mile to deliver really, really deep content, rich content, whether it's through something like openforum.com, which is a social networking site, or through our events where we really try to tap into icons in certain industries who can provide deep insight about industries. So it's not business 101. It's really about sort of business 201 and 301 about per industry, or whether it's products that we bring to market, such as the Plum Card, which is our newest card that tapped into the need that business owners had to have trade terms available through the convenience of a card. And all of those things are outgrowths of the commitment that our employees have to this market.
Well, and let's just get right down to it. The Plum Card is really cool looking.
Yeah, it's a very rich card, that's for sure.
It's just, I don't know. I'm sure that some people have just applied for the thing because of that, because they want to be able to whip out that purple card. Go back to Open Forum a little bit. A number of large organizations have realized, gosh, this social networking, building community, we need to provide content that's over and above our products and service offerings. What have you learned there? I mean, would you say Open Forum's been a success?
You know, Open Forum is, we're still in beta with Open Forum, and we have already had thousands of people become registered users and hundreds of thousands come to visit the site, unique visitors, and we've had over 1 million viewers of clips from Open Forum. So we are very pleased with the success, particularly given we really haven't started to market it yet. We want, you know, again, part of the authenticity of our brand, this is not about something that we're creating and pushing out to the marketplace. We've created a place with some really interesting content from our events and from you know, we've curated content from some of the best sites on the web, got it all together, and we have areas by industry, areas by topic, so helping you market better, helping you brand better, helping you with cash flow management, et cetera, and all kinds of networking facilities. And we're allowing now the community to start to build organically, because we know that that's where the power is. The power is in the connections that our card members and other small business owners make with each other, and how they start to take the site forward. So we're really happy with the progress that the site is making. We're absolutely delighted with it, and we know that this is an investment we're going to be continuing into next year, and we're going to take it even further and further, informed by the insights of our customers.
One of the cornerstones of Open Forum, I think, are some of the what you've shot in terms of video and audio at the Entrepreneurial Mind events. Do you see that continuing into 08, or are those plans not really public yet?
It is continuing into 08, and I'll tell you the first what we're going to be doing is building on sort of industry by industry icons in the industry and trying to bring deep insights to bear for our customers. This is what they've asked for, and they've been so responsive as we've been in the film industry and the architectural and design industry. The next industry event that we're going to be participating in and doing an open forum webcast from is the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, right.
In early January, January 7th through 10th in Las Vegas.
Well, I hear that is a really fun show anyway, just because you get to go, people that like that kind of stuff, it's basically a toy show for them, huh?
It's a great place. And, you know, people don't often know, but small business permeates the electronics industry. It obviously permeates the film industry, architecture and design. So we're really reaching out to where our customers are. We're trying to be where they are as opposed to, you know, obviously asking them to come find us. So, consumer electronics, we know 60% of people at the show are going to be small business.
Yeah, that'll be a great platform.
Yep.
So one of the quotes that I'm going to go back to, really just a couple more questions, but go back to that article in B2B that I mentioned. You said, and this is a quote, direct quote from you, marketing to SMB is a combination of the emotional and the rational. So how do your marketing plans play into or tap that comment?
You know, it really is a combination, as we call it, of inspiration and insight, or, you know, the emotional and the rational. And it comes from the people that we're marketing to. So the entrepreneur is somebody who is very inspirational in what they're doing and very inspired. At the same time, they're very practical people and rational. And what we've learned in our marketing is that the people that we market to appreciate the emotional component of what we have to offer. So as you said, the color of the plum card is something that evokes an emotion.
Right.
And that color was expressly chosen by our customers and by small business owners that we got together to look at different colors, and they really honed in on plum. And that is the emotional side. At the same time, if we were to have, you know, plum-colored card that was very difficult to understand the benefits, they don't have time. As I said, they just don't have time. So there's a rational side of them that's like, you know, just really cut to the chase. So with the plum card, we're about, you know, 2% discount if you pay early, 60 days deferred pay, interest-free. It's a very clear value proposition, easy to communicate, easy to understand, and they really appreciate both sides of that equation. So the emotional, rational piece is something that we take into consideration in everything we do. You know, just one other comment, our events, for example, our events, if anybody who's been to them knows, they are, they're really fabulous. We try to set up a very distinctive experience for people who come in person or who attend on the web. And at the same time, we have set the bar so high for ourselves and for the icons that we bring into the events to talk about their insights. You know, our bar is we want to give business people practical advice that they can walk away from an event or walk away from a website, do something different in their business that's going to make a difference. So it really is making sure in everything that we do that we've hit both sides of that equation.
Help me understand how a company like Open balances at the end of the day, you offer credit and ways for people to pay. I mean, you basically lend money and ways for people to pay. That's great oversimplification, but that's ultimately how you make your money, right? So there is a real need, I think, to break out of the being that commodity, you know, explain the way I just explained it, and to get deeper and deeper into the relationship with a small business. And I think that's a lot of what you're doing with the events and the open forum. But, you know, where do you draw the line on what makes you money and what helps you stand out as a value add, but maybe doesn't get you a straight one-to-one return? How do you balance that?
As I said, I mean, we work so closely with our customers. We know, and I spend a lot of time with them, 25% of my time at least with small business owners, but we also do quantitative research. And I'll tell you, I did a survey maybe a year ago with thousands of people, and what they said was, American Express, what you can help me with is help me grow my business, and help me grow my business by giving me practical insights about everything from, you know, marketing, branding, cash flow, driving sales, et cetera, et cetera. So all of that, I don't look at that, frankly, as value add or something that's separate from our core business at all. If I can help, if I being somebody part of Open, if Open can help small business owners grow their business and they're putting their charges on our products and they're leveraging our products to help them fuel that growth, it's a win-win for everybody. So it is, you know, for us, it's really it's a benefit that we can provide to our business owners, and it's going to help them to better leverage our products to help them grow their business, fund their business, and grow over time.
Well, I think that's a message that probably does resonate with small business owners, and I'm certain any that listen to this might, if they aren't already thinking fondly of Open, they may go check it out a little bit. So is any of this research that you're doing on the road, anytime you're in Kansas City, I'll be happy to give you a tour of the small business landscape here. How's that?
I would love that, and I will tell you, one of our top marketers is from Kansas City, so we have we have a great affection for the Kansas City market.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you very much for taking the time. I guess before I let you go, any announcements that you want to make here that you've not made anywhere, that of new products or new events or anything you want to share? Actually, it doesn't have to be an announcement. If there's just there's something that's already out there publicly that you also want to add to this conversation.
You know, as I said, one of the best-kept secrets we have is openforum.com. So I really encourage people to check it out. We put out new information, new news. There's always something going on openforum.com. As I said, we haven't marketed it heavily, but it is a great way for companies to start to market themselves, businesses to start to market themselves, to find other people like them. You can put videos up there to share your story. We certainly, as we, you know, look at, we feature a lot of customers in our advertising. We certainly tap into the Share Your Story database to identify people. And we're really committed to helping customers grow. So if people have suggestions, please send it to us through openforum.com and enjoy what we have to offer. If you're interested in specific products, you can also just check us out at open.com and see what we have to offer.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Marcy. I sure appreciate it. And hopefully we'll chat again soon.